get what these numbers come out.
Consequences and
day when it comes off, let alone the consequences of having probably minimal effect on prices, even if we had it. So maybe you only get a free notification. Is the announcement that you're having a free notification with almost no effect on prices, except maybe a little delay, and then a further problem to come off at a later time, and then you have to say, when will that be relative to the next election, which may be even worse. So maybe free notification doesn't buy very much, except for them, for the very day that it's announced.
I think that it will get you the bureaucratic lag. But as far as we know, as far as we can tell, companies that raise prices are not violating the standards. They just are doing it quicker than it would otherwise happen because they don't have to get advance approval.
But if you're sitting on violating the standards, why do you say that? The profit rate now is shooting up. There is first quarter profits we estimate will be up for the country by 33%.
Automobile prices are lower because of phase three. major products rather than on the 100 or 1,000 different things that make the major products. They can remember the average of the major categories. And you can keep down the pieces of paper in that fashion, and then you pick your cases. Now look, in this committee, in the Christian Bible, we have a hell of a lot of pieces of paper. We don't have to stand to look at the pieces of paper. We pick out a few key ones and go, you know, go to bat on those. So that, this is in large part, Mr. President. Look, this is a nuisance. But the question is, can you escape it? Or will you not get something a hell of a lot worse?
We don't do something that could be market that is pointing up really what the market pressures are that have to be recognized. And the energy picture is a key case in point, that we know that we're going to have higher prices, and we might as well face up to that. And your choice is between higher prices or greater alternatives. Have some of that note in there, as well as administrative things on page
time that the bill were enacted, if in fact it's delayed all the way to April 30th, which would have anticipated, or tie it to whenever it comes out, whether it be soon or whether it be April 30th.
The difficulty with this, I think it has to be April 30th for this reason. If we act, and they all say, well, this action is so stinking little, then they're likely to pass a lousier bill. So the best thing to do, I don't think we can say anything about what we're going to do until April 30th.
Or whenever the bill becomes.
Yes, if they have Congress acts. Don't you agree, Arthur? Because if they sort of say, well, listen, they might do something down there. And we mustn't give them that excuse to vote against us on this thing. Because let's get the best bill we can, Roy, and then make a little pitch. And a good one, too. I mean, I'll work hard on it. I'll be glad to meet with you, talk to you as much as I can contribute to it. But whatever role you want to play, I'll play it. We're all ready. So let us get ready. I know it's tough, and incidentally, don't get discouraged about it. Say what Arthur does point out how people feel the rest of the world. They do. Some do. Not as many as you think in the country, though. What I'm saying, though, is that in this case, the American people are in the middle of a hammer boom. And there are an awful lot of jobs around this country.
They ought to be happy.
And they ought to be happy. And basically, a lot of people are happy. The point that I make is that, and we also are going through one of those traumatic experiences of a terrible bulge in a wage price, well, particularly a price development, that's just scaring the hell out of people. There were times before these numbers were on television and on big charts and gloomy commentators talking about them, the people wouldn't even know it too much. They said, oh, gee, this is too bad. And they sort of tighten their belts, and then eventually the prices come down. But it is, we deal, we live with a different fact. But what I'm saying is this, let us do nothing in order to curb the inflation that will destroy the boom. That is, I don't mean by that if we see that the inflation is going to work. I mean, in other words, if something will work to curb the inflation, that's entirely different, then let's do it. Because it's, by golly, I'd much rather curb the inflation and have no boom. No question. But if what we do to curb the inflation is just a grandstand play, which I think a freeze is, I mean, I don't mean a 30, but a 6-month freeze, as was always, or a year's freeze, if you ever interpret it. That kind of a thing is a grandstand play that will not work, and will not curb the inflation, and it would prick the boot, and the hell with it.
Create big political problems and shortages, too, which are harder to
ratchet
off than prices.
One thing, Mr. President, that we might consider including in this statement is something about the current budget situation. On the one hand, we're fighting against additional spending, so if you say that you've got more revenue than you expect,
yeah,
it has a potential impact.
Yeah, but we still have a lot of things.
I've got the deficit down some from where it was. That is worth recording, and the financial community is becoming aware of this very rapidly, and you're beginning to see stories and speculating about what the budget numbers are going to turn out to be and so on. In the last week or so.
In other words, you mean that we now see a budget